Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Money Member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Gittin Daf Pei, the 8th Perek Hazorik. The Zikud Masechus Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zechen Nishmas Chai Hadas Bas Sender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah, which begins on Daf Ein Tes Amud Beis, teaches an extensive list of consequences for one who marries based on an invalid get, meaning it was dated based on a different government or the wrong location was recorded. Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh Vitzricha Get Mizeh Umizeh. She must leave this one and that one, meaning both husbands, and requires a get from both, although she's legally married only to one. She doesn't receive the usual entitlements from either husband, Minir Ksuba, her right to be ransomed, sustenance, or worn out clothing, and must return any received. A subsequent child from either husband is a mamzer. The husbands, in turn, cannot become tami to bury her if they're kohanim, and do not have their usual rights, meaning her findings, her earnings, and ability to revoke her nadarim. Several other consequences are listed. This list is applied to four more cases. Number one, where the wrong name was written. Two cases where a tsara, a co-wife, remarried based on the laws pertaining to Yibum, and the first wife was later found to be an Ilanese and her original kedushin invalid, subjecting the co-wife to Yibum. Or, number four, where a get was exchanged with a ksuba receipt, and he gave her the receipt instead of the get. Regarding all these, the Mishnah says, Teitzei mizeh umizeh, b'kol ha-drachim ha-elubah. She must leave both husbands and all these ways, referring to the penalties applied to her. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if the date was written according to the wrong government, the get is invalid with all the relevant consequences. Ula explains that the rabbis enacted to date gittin according to the local ruling government, Mishum Shalom Malchus, to promote peace with the local government. Rashi explains that the rulers are pleased that their Jewish subjects honor them by using their names in their documents. The Gemara objects that if the reason to date according to the government is a rabbinical enactment for Shalom Malchus, should writing the wrong government invalidate the get and render the child a mamzer? The Gemara responds that Ula said that Rabbi Meir, the author of this Mishnah, holds, Kol mishanam ematbeah shetabu chucham begitin havrad mamzer. Anyone who changes from the procedure established by the sages for getin, the get is invalid, and if she remarries based on it, the child from her second marriage is a mamzer. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that any Erba whose co-wives were exempt from Yibum after the husband died childless, Benisu, and the co-wives married other men, and the Erba was found to be an Ilanese, they leave both husbands and are subject to all the penalties. The Gemara infers Nisu-in, if they married others, yes, they become forbidden to the Yavam. Zinu, lo. But if they merely had relations with others, no, they would not become forbidden to the Yavam. Rashi explains that where a co-wife remarried, she becomes rabbinically forbidden to the Yavam. People who see her marry another man and then the Yavam may conclude that she received a chalitza from the Yavam, permitting her to remarry, and after being divorced, marry the Yavam, which is prohibited after chalitza. This seems to disprove Rav Hamnuna's statement that Shomer's Yavam Shizinsa Asur Yavam. A Shomer's Yavam who had relations with another man becomes forbidden to a Yavam, similar to a married woman who commits adultery. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah's expression of marriage is not specific, and the ruling would hold true for relations as well. It discussed the case of marriage simply because it's more refined. An opposite version of this discussion is presented. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah, which begins on Daf Ein Tes Amud Beis, teaches an extensive list of consequences for one who marries based on an invalid get, meaning it was dated based on a different government or the wrong location was recorded. Teitzei mizeh umizeh vitzricha get mizeh umizeh. She must leave this one and that one, meaning both husbands, and requires a get from both, although she's legally married only to one. She doesn't receive the usual entitlements from either husband, Minir Ksuba, her right to be ransomed, sustenance, or worn out clothing, and must return any received. A subsequent child from either husband is a mamzer. The husbands, in turn, cannot become tami to bury her if they're kohanim, and do not have their usual rights, meaning her findings, her earnings, and ability to revoke her nadarim. Several other consequences are listed. This list is applied to four more cases. Number one, where the wrong name was written. Two cases where a tsara, a co-wife, remarried based on the laws pertaining to Yibum, and the first wife was later found to be an Ilanese and her original kedushin invalid, subjecting the co-wife to Yibum. Or, number four, where a get was exchanged with a ksuba receipt, and he gave her the receipt instead of the get. Regarding all these, the Mishnah says, Teitzei mizeh umizeh, b'kol ha-drachim ha-elubah. She must leave both husbands and all these ways, referring to the penalties applied to her. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if the date was written according to the wrong government, the get is invalid with all the relevant consequences. Ula explains that the rabbis enacted to date gittin according to the local ruling government, Mishum Shalom Malchus, to promote peace with the local government. Rashi explains that the rulers are pleased that their Jewish subjects honor them by using their names in their documents. The Gemara objects that if the reason to date according to the government is a rabbinical enactment for Shalom Malchus, should writing the wrong government invalidate the get and render the child a mamzer? The Gemara responds that Ullah said that Rabbi Meir, the author of this Mishnah, holds Kol Mishanim Matbeah Shetabu Chacham Begitin Havrad Mamzer. Anyone who changes from the procedure established by the sages for Gittin, the get is invalid, and if she remarries based on it, the child from her second marriage is a Mamzer. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that any Erba whose co-wives were exempt from Yibum after the husband died childless, Benisu, and the co-wives married other men, and the Erba was found to be an Ilanis, they leave both husbands and are subject to all the penalties. The Gemara infers Nisu in, if they married others, yes, they become forbidden to the Yavam. Zinu, lo. But if they merely had relations with others, no, they would not become forbidden to the Yavam. Rashi explains that where a co-wife remarried, she becomes rabbinically forbidden to the Yavam. People who see her marry another man and then the Yavam may conclude that she received a chalitza from the Yavam, permitting her to remarry, and after being divorced, marry the Yavam, which is prohibited after chalitza. This seems to disprove Rav Hamnunin's statement that Shomer's Yavam Shizinsa Asur Yavam. A Shomer's Yavam who had relations with another man becomes forbidden to a Yavam, similar to a married woman who commits adultery. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah's expression of marriage is not specific, and the ruling would hold true for relations as well. It discussed the case of marriage simply because it's more refined. An opposite version of this discussion is presented. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Pei, and our standard Siman is a painter. So here goes. The green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, showed her a get which had been written according to the wrong government to her friend, the Shomer's Yavam, who had relations with another painter before discovering her tsar was an Ilanis and was now subject to all the same penalties. Once again, a slow motion. The green painter's ex-wife painter, that must be on Daf Pei. The green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, which reminds us, the next mission brings an extensive list of consequences for one who marries based on an invalid get, meaning it was dated based on a different government or the wrong location was recorded. She must leave both husbands and requires a get from both, although she's legally married only to one. She does not receive the usual entitlements from either husband, the ksuba, the right to be ransomed, sustenance, or worn-out clothing, and must return any received. A subsequent child from either husband is a mamzer. So the green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, showed her get which had been written according to the wrong government to her friend, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the date was written according to the wrong government, the get is invalid with all the relevant consequences. Ullah explains that the rabbis enacted to date Gittin according to the local ruling government, Mishum Shalom Malchus, to promote peace with the local government. Rashi explains that the rulers are pleased that their Jewish subjects honor them by using their names in their documents. So the green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, showed her get which had been written according to the wrong government to her friend, the Shomer's Yavam, who had relations with another painter before discovering her tsara was an Ilanis and was now subject to all the same penalties. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that any Erva whose tsaros were exempt from Yibum after the husband died childless, the Nisu, and the tsaros married other men, and the Erva was found to be an Ilanis, they leave both husbands and are subject to all the penalties. The Gemara clarifies that even if they didn't marry the men but just had relations with them, they would be forbidden to their Yavam. So once again, the green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, showed her a get which had been written according to the wrong government to her friend, the Shomer's Yavam, who had relations with another painter before discovering her tsara was an Ilanis and was now subject to all the same penalties. All right, so now it's time for our four Bula Ba'a Chazara. Daf Ein Vav. So the Simmer Daf Ein Vav is an IV. So here goes. The poor wife on the green IV who got sick listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, and then, this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, needed emergency care when she found out that soon after he had said, this is your get if I do not return within 12 months, he died. So once again, it's a motion. The poor wife on the green IV, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Vav. The poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, which reminds the Gemara discusses what if a husband makes one condition before two aidim, and then makes a different condition before other aidim. So the poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, and then, this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one says, this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, and he was constantly going and coming, since he was not alone with her, it's a valid get. The Gemara wonders why the get is valid, since he didn't leave her presence for 30 days, and it brings two different explanations. So the poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, and then, this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, needed emergency care when she found out that soon after he had said, this is your get if I do not return within 12 months, he died, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, if one says, Har zikitech imo basi mikan v'ad yud beis chodesh, this is your get if I have not returned in 12 months, and he died within the 12 months, it's not a valid get since it takes effect after his death. But if he said it should take effect from now if he does not return, it is effective even if he dies during the 12 months. Daf Ein Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an aze, a goat. So here goes. The green goat, that must be on Daf Ein Zayin, aze. The green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, which reminds us, the eighth parak begins, Hazork get le'ishta, one who throws a get to his wife, v'hi betok beso betok chatzera, and she was in her house, or her courtyard, hides magaresha, she's divorced, when it lands on her property, even without reaching her hand. A brisa provides a source from a pasuk v'nasim biyada, and he shall place the get in her hand. Einani ela yada, I would only know placing it in her hand affects divorce. Gaga chatzera b'karfeifa manayim, from where do I know that placing in her roof, her courtyard, or her enclosure is also sufficient? Talmud lomar v'nasan mikomako. Therefore the Torah says, and he places, teaching the get takes effect anywhere in her domain. A similar drush is made regarding a thief, and the Gemara explains why both drushes are needed. So the green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, saw the get and courtyard simultaneously turn pink, now that they were in her possession, which reminds us, the Gemara is how a woman takes possession of a get with her chatzir, masha kansa isha kana bala, whatever the woman acquires, the husband acquires. Since the husband retains rights in his wife's property, the get doesn't fully leave his domain by entering her chatzir. Two answers are offered, the second one being by Rav, who says, gita b'chatzira b'an ke'echot, her get and her chatzir come simultaneously, meaning the possession of the get and her exclusive ownership of her chatzir, which enables possessing the get, occur simultaneously. So the green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, saw the get and courtyard simultaneously turn pink, now that they were in her possession, even though she was away on vacation in Tveria, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that placing the get in her chatzir affects divorce. Ula says, v'hishol medes b'tzad beisa b'tzad chatzira, this applies only if she's standing near her house or her chatzir. Rabbi Oshia says, afili b'tveria b'chatzira b'tzipori, even if she's in Tveria and her chatzir is in Tzipori, or the reverse, she is divorced. Daf Ein Ches, so the symbol Daf Ein Ches is someone going, ach. So here goes. The frustrated husband who held up a green och sign, och, that must be more on Daf Ein Ches, och. The frustrated husband who held up a green ukh sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, here is your get, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Amar lo kinsi shtar chov ze, if a husband told his wife, accept this document of debt, or she found a document behind him, and she reads it, and behold, it's her get, it's not a valid get until he tells her, here is your get. The Gemara further clarifies the parameters of this case. So the frustrated husband held up a green ukh sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, here is your get, and then held it up again when he threw it to her in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and it landed closer to him, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Haisa omenes Rosh Hashanah Rabbim bezarkula, if she was standing in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and he threw the get to her, karavla magareshes, if it landed close to her, she's divorced. Karavlo in a magareshes, if it landed close to him, she's not divorced. If it was halfway, she's divorced and not divorced, meaning her status is in doubt. The same applies to a thrown kedushin or payment of a debt. Different opinions are given regarding what defines close to her, close to him, and halfway. So the frustrated husband who held up a green ukh sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, here's your get, and then held it up again when he threw it to her in her shusa rabim, and it landed closer to him, didn't realize he was going to strike out a third time when he attached a string to the get he gave to her that he could pull towards him, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, that if the get's in her hand, but a string attached to it is in his hand, if he can pull the get and bring it to himself, she's not divorced. But if he cannot, because she's tightly gripping it, or because the string would snap, she is divorced. The reason she's not divorced when he can pull the get away is, being increases v'leika, we need a complete severance for a divorce, and it's lacking where he can retake the get. Daf Ein Tes. So the Simmer Daf Ein Tes is a pen, and we often use a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The sofer who wrapped the get around his green quill, that must be Ron Duff Ein Tess, pen, 8. The sofa who wrapped a get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Haisa omenes al rosha gag, if the wife was standing on a rooftop and her husband threw the get up to her, once it reaches the airspace of the roof, harza megareshes, she's divorced. If he's on the roof and she's below in the chutzir and he threw it towards her, she's divorced when it leaves the domain of the roof, even if it's destroyed before reaching her. So the sofa who wrapped the get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, and then towards the airspace of her chatzer surrounded by his chatzer and her box within his box, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the difference between throwing a get into her chatzer inside his chatzer versus inside her box inside his box. So the sofer wrapped the get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, and then towards the airspace of her chatzer surrounded by his chatzer and her box within his box, always made sure to use a get yashan when taking his shots, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that Beis Shammai says, Potra Adam Ishto Beget Yoshan. A person may release his wife with an outdated get, but Beis Hillel forbids it. A get yoshan is a fine koshin yisyachini mama akashik sabala, any time that the husband was secluded with his wife after he wrote the get for her. The Gemara explains Beis Hillel's concern, Gezer Shemi Yomer get the kodim livna. There's a decree disqualifying a get yoshan because otherwise people might say her get preceded her son. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which daf do we discuss the case of a woman who found the get behind her husband? That's on daf Ein Ches. Good number two. Which daf do we learn an extensive list of consequences for a woman who remarries with an invalid get, such as losing both husbands and not getting a ksuba from either one? That's on daf Pei. Good number three. Which daf do we discuss the difference between throwing a get into a chatzer inside a chatzer versus a box within a box? That's on daf Ein Tess. Good number four. Which daf do we learn that a woman possesses a get when it's thrown into her chatzer? That's on daf Ein Zayin. Good number five. Which daf do we the case of the house seller buying back his home according to Hillel's Takana? And the question if Nesina Bal Korcha is a Nesina? That's on daf Ein Hey. Good number six. Which daf do we learn that Gittin were dated according to the local government for Shalom Malchus to promote peace with the local government? That's on daf Pay. Good number seven. Which daf do we have machlokes if the condition to give a cloak may be fulfilled with giving money? That's on daf Ein Dod. Good number eight. Which daf do we have the case of the get that's in her hand but the string is attached to her husband's hand and he can pull it towards himself? That's on daf Ein Ches. Good number nine. Which daf do we have that when a husband throws a get into the chatzer, both the get and the chatzer come into his possession simultaneously? That's on daf Ein Zayin. Good. And number 10. Which the thing when a woman who had relations with another man before discovering her tsar was an Islandese is subject to all the penalties and forbidden to her yavam? That's on Dov. Pei. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.